The Africa Women Innovation and Entrepreneurship Forum launching its Enterprise Development for Women-Owned Ventures in Green Energy initiative. To tell us more about it, the editor of Africa.com, Soko Sibiya. What is this initiative all about, Soko? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa, and to your listeners. Well, this is basically about supporting women in renewable and green energy production. The initiative will basically start looking at women in Nigeria and Malawi. And hopefully, you know, as it grows, I really do hope it grows across the continent, looking at green energy. And it's in two phases. So it looks at women who are still wanting to start or wanting to get a footprint in this industry by helping them with the designing, the refining of their ideas, for example, coming up with business plans and how to actually go about, you know, finding the capital in order to make your business dreams come true. The second phase is for women who are already established within this energy industry, but just need training, you know, in terms of how do you then pitch to a venture capitalist, for example? How do you make your business stand out? And especially in a very male-dominated industry, I think especially renewables, you know, it's really difficult for women in many business ventures. But within the renewable energy space, it's still a new market in Africa, and it's still pretty much dominated by men. But actually even foreign, Western or European companies who are still dominating the space. So if you think about solar energy, for example, biofuel, which is still very new technology, these are still spaces that women are still trying to get themselves into. And it's a program which will help them as a startup hub, an incubator space, and to help them to collaborate and network amongst each other.
The program runs for 12 months and offers two components to be implemented, of course, in two phases. The startup incubator is the phase that is open now, correct?
Yes. So we're starting with that in terms of, you know, let's find the people who need the designing elements of it all, you know, people who still have their business ideas but want to launch them. You just don't know how to start. I think that's always the first biggest hurdle for anybody starting a business is how do you actually start? Who do you need to go to? Where do you need to go to? And what do you need to tell people when starting a business?
For sure. And then, of course, the second phase will be the accelerator phase, which will offer 10 established renewable and green energy women-led ventures, training and preparation for investment readiness, I believe.
Exactly. And this also includes things like mentorship, peer learning opportunities, and just guidance. You know, as we said, you know, when you're starting in a new industry, you need to know people who have done it before. What are their challenges so that you can overcome them yourself? And you always need to have that person who's guiding you along the way. And this is what the second phase of it all entails.
It's an exciting initiative. Thank you very much, Soko Sibiya. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We'll chat again on Monday. Soko Sibiya is the editor of Africa.com, reflecting on the Enterprise Development for Women-Owned Ventures in Green Energy initiative, which has been launched by the Africa Women Innovation Entrepreneurship Forum.